Hey folks, Dan Freo here with your closing bell for November 24th, 2025. Yes, mortgage rates did it again. They came down just a little bit more off that high trigger mark that I said. I predicted that Q4 this year we'd be at 6.375 on the high end. We hit it and we bounced down from there. What happened? That's what we're going to talk about in today's video. We have one more. Yeah, one more Fed official looks like they're defecting over to the rate cut side. So that continued the market rally today. We had mortgage rates pulling off and we also had equities hitting highs again. So what actually happened? Well, that's what we're going to talk about in today's video. Because if you're watching this video, hopefully you're a home buyer or maybe looking a homeowner looking to refinance. My goal today is to help you guys understand what the heck's going on with those and the whys behind it. So here's what happened the other day. On Friday, we had the Fed official from New York come in and he says, I'm probably teetering on the side of rate cuts at the next meeting. So that sent the market on a rally. Bonds went up, that bringing down the rates, stocks went up, kind of reversing their trend that they had for 4 or 5 days. And then today, we had the continuation of that rally and it came right through here. Fed Chairman Daley from San Francisco came in today and says, yeah, I think the weakness in the labor market is going to deserve yet another rate cut, and the market's rallied from there. Let's get over to the bond market, see how it reacted for the day. It is up 16 ticks. That is fantastic news. You go over to equities, and another Cinderella story, folks. We got all the way across the board hitting some pretty nice highs there. The VIX down 20. We want this down to about 13 or 14. What this is the anxiety level on Wall Street. Let's go over to see how crypto did. Oh, crypto's up for, this is a Cinderella story. So what happened? Well, here's what I want you guys to understand. It looks like there's going to be a rate cut because the data, well, I'll show you the CME FedWatch tool to see what the probability of a rate cut is. But here's, I want to show you guys an interview on CNBC. And the reason why I bring this up is I hate when these analysts come in and you know kind of what party they're on. You know, I don't care what party you're on. You know, if you go right, you're left, whatever. I'm trying to be unbiased because I want you guys to understand the markets and what happens with mortgage rates and why. Okay, but here's what kind of irks me. I'm going to show you a video and I want you guys to pay attention to this. It marker 2 minutes and 30 seconds. I'm going to kind of go like this. And I really want you guys to focus in on what he says, especially if you're a realtor, maybe a loan officer out there, because you're going to need to know this information to provide your clients. Now, if you're a homeowner, you're a home buyer trying to, you know, refinance or trying to get pre-approved, give you a hint for a second. If you're a homeowner and you want to refinance or just kind of want to kick the tires to see, does it make sense? Is it good timing? Well, put your information right up through there. It's RateWatch 2.0. Just let me know what rate you want to be contacted. And when it hits there, I'll reach out to you. Yes, it'll be me. I don't sell the data. And I'll reach out. We'll go over the numbers, see if it makes sense. Okay, so that's for those out there that are looking to refinance. But what do you do if you're looking to build or buy in the spring? Well, let's try to figure out what direction the market's going to go. But I want you to pay attention to this video, and we'll explain here in a minute.
Bring in former U.S. Treasury Secretary Jack Lew, also former U.S. Ambassador to Israel, a former Chief of Staff to President Obama, former OMB Director, and current Columbia University professor. It's quite a resume you have there. It's good to see you, Mr.
Good
Secretary. So do you agree that the outlook for 2026 is bright?
Look, I think the outlook these days, you have to say, is uncertain. There's a lot of things that are very confusing. Even the jobs numbers that came in last week, you can look at one half and say it's good news, the other half say it's bad news. So uncertainty is the word I would use. When you have policy that's driving in an inflationary direction at a time when the deficit is as large as it is and growing, and the tariffs distorting so much that's going on in our economy, it's hard to say I'm comfortable. I'm not of the view that we're about to go over a cliff, but a shock could come and we're not well poised to handle a shock.
You say inflationary policy. What do you mean?
Okay, so we're going to stop there. I had a conversation with a lot of people this weekend, and there is uncertainty everywhere. You're probably uncertain. Are you going to have a job in 6 months? You might be. You know, where's that next paycheck coming? What's the market's going to do? You have your 401k you look at and you're like, oh my goodness, what's going on? First off, calm down. We're going to have a live event tomorrow. I want you to join us if you're in the markets. We're going to talk to you just to explain to you that there was a correction. It was well due. And I've been saying, you know, three, 4 weeks ago, if you're a trader, get out of the market and get some gunpowder fresh so you can get back into the market here soon. I think you might hitting a point there. So join me tomorrow live. But I'm agreeing with him on the uncertainty piece. Now, here's where he gets a little off track, I guess.
Talking about tariffs?
I think tariffs are inflationary. I think
they haven't been that. I mean, if you look at the bulk of where the inflation has been stubborn, it's in the services. It's not in the tariffs.
Well, it's actually goods. It's coming through in goods now. What we saw was wholesalers absorbing for a period of time, passing through the cost increases over time. It's starting to come through, certainly in food. Even the response to take the tariffs off of coffee, everybody knows coffee is expensive. I mean, we all drink coffee, and we see it every
coffee,
day.
Coffee, cocoa, bananas, in parts of it. But I think in aggregate, actually, it's been surprising how tame the overall goods inflation has been.
So I don't disagree that it's been surprising that it hasn't moved through quickly.
So it's going to be inflationary. It's certainly going to be inflationary. It's starting to pass through gradually, and now he's starting to turn a little bit. This is where I get concerned, and this is basically educational pieces for you guys out there.
I think that there's an uncertainty in terms of what the response to price increases will be that's causing businesses to delay passing prices through. But anyone who looks at the economic analysis of how tariffs go through the economy, they end up in prices. Now, it doesn't have to be that it raises inflationary expectations. It could be a one-time increase. It's phased in over time. But you put that on top of the budget bill that passed over the summer, which is extremely large. It adds trillions of dollars to the deficit. And the only reason you're not seeing it is that the revenue from the tariffs is kind of offsetting it in the aggregate numbers.
Okay, so wait, tariffs are good, they're bad, they're terrible, they're going to be inflationary, but they're really not affecting prices right now because they're a one-off. But then the tariffs are actually offsetting our deficit. What are you talking about? And I'll leave it at that. So that's what I want to explain to you guys. You have people coming in here. They have a narrative they want to push. But then when they get pushback, they kind of really don't know which direction to take. So after that interview, I'm with the guy. There's uncertainty everywhere, but I'm not going to come out and say, this is actually what's going to happen. Then when I'm pushed against the wall, say, well, it didn't happen yet because of this and because of that. My whole goal here is to, like our logo says, give you the truth and nothing but the truth. So let's get over to the economic calendar we have for the rest of the week, if I have you guys still with me. So here's my concern the rest of the week. We have a lot of news coming in saying there's going to be rate cuts at the December meeting, and we're going to go through the percentage here in a second. Here's my concern. We're going to start seeing maybe some inflationary numbers coming through, and the first piece that they're going to come through at is the production line. Where's that number going to come in at? What's going to come in tomorrow? How's it going to come in? We don't know. So this is going to be a huge determinant of where those tariff money's going. And are they inflationary? And I'm not going to predict this. I'm going to show you tomorrow at the opening bell how this data comes in. But then on Wednesday, here's what we got. We have GDP coming in. We have initial jobless claims. We have PCE coming in. And this is the rest of the data that the Federal Reserve monitors. So if this data is coming in saying maybe the jobs market isn't as bad as we think, maybe GDP is topped out and starting to come down, and just maybe producer inflation is starting to uptick, well, the Federal Reserve then might come in and say, no, we're not going to cut rates. So until we get this data, and this is some of the biggest information we have coming in before the next Fed meeting, I'm not going to make any other further predictions or edits to my rates. So let me explain to you guys what my thoughts are. In 15 days at this point, today, looks like the Federal Reserve is going to cut. What are they going to do tomorrow? That's the question that we need to ask ourselves. So if we scroll down through here, this is the probability of a rate cut today. Now, this was about 75 or 76 this morning. Now it's 85. But tomorrow's PPE number, when it comes in, if it's a little bit hotter than expected, what's this number going to do? I want your predictions down below. And tomorrow, that's what we're going to discuss and how those will be affecting these over through here. So here, let's get over to my rate lock or float decisions. So I'm still thinking right now, if I'm locking or closing within 30 days, I'm locking. I'm just locking, taking all the uncertainties off the shelf because we have a tweet, a something, and anything can send the markets in a tizzy. We also are going to have a short work week for traders on Wall Street that affects the bond market because we have a holiday coming up. So we're also going to have a dead market for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That's a long duration of time to go with uncertain information that's coming down the pike. My recommendation would be to lock. If you're over 45 days or more, float. In between 30 and 45 days, float. So basically, if you're under 30 days, lock. If you're over 30 days, float. Now, if you're looking to build or buy, what should you do? Get pre-qualified. Get pre-qualified, or let me rephrase that once again. Get pre-approved. And the best place to go is the rate update with yours truly. Let me explain to you guys what I do and how we will process with this. So I am a mortgage loan officer licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. I would love to help you with this. Our slogan here is one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. How do we do that? Well, basically the bank that I work at, they provide me the licensing with all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico, and we're also set up with over 33 other lenders. We can offer you their programs, their rates, their everything, and you'll work with me, yours truly, during this whole process. How does it work? Just visit me at the rate update. You can give us a call right over my head. You can ask Dan a question right over my head, or you can schedule an appointment right up through there. If you want to put in your application, you can do that down through here as well, but we'd like for you to schedule an appointment because we want to know a little bit more about you. And I'm sure you want to know a little bit more about us. So join me each day. If you haven't subscribed yet, subscribe down over there. But join me each day so I can help explain to you guys what the heck's going on with those and the whys behind it. Thanks for watching. God bless. Have a fantastic evening, folks. And I'll see you here tomorrow morning with all the economic news you're going to need to do and know to figure out what's going on with those tomorrow. Take care, folks. See you then. Bye-bye.